Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
Without further ado, we're going to invite up our first youth, Levi, to the stage, who's going to give us a quick go. Welcome, Levi.
Hello, everyone. I'm Levi, as Matt said, and I'm here to talk to you about my sudden realization of what Christ went through in his life. Jesus dying basically just seemed like an easy thing. I thought because he was like the Son of God that he was invincible or something. So, yeah, there was that. And I thought he was just strolling through all of this like it was nothing. I was wrong. He was God, and it just seemed like another amazing, miraculous thing that happened in the Bible. And as a result, we get to have eternal life. The Bible has many miracles, but this one just seemed like a good thing and nothing more. But this might be one of the best miracles ever. Jesus dying so that we can be free. This is a great deal because of obvious reasons, but until last week, that wasn't as big or clear to me. Being reminded on how ordinary he was made his death and resurrection even more extraordinary. Jesus was in human form. Therefore, he needed to eat, sleep, and do human things. He lived with his parents, grew up, went through teenage years, and became an adult. This shows how he can relate to our feelings. He gave up his throne for 30-odd years and lived as a human, but perfectly. Jesus could have had it all. He was up there on the throne, but instead he came down to live in a non-wealthy family to tell people about God. Wow. If I had the choice, I would not have done that. Ever. This was like really confronting and made me feel a little guilty. My past isn't perfect like everyone here. We've all done things that we're not proud of. I just feel bad knowing all my wrongdoings. But the beauty of it all is that it's a gift because God wanted to save us from our sinful state. So God made a way through Jesus, and he is resurrected to give us a new eternal relationship with him. Thanks.
Hi, church. How are we? Hi, church.
We're millennials, sorry. To get our phones out. Wait, here we go. What? We're just going to go with that.
Right, so, hi. My name's Kayla, for those who don't know, and this is my beautiful friend, Eve.
Hi.
We are both in Year 12 at Yarra Valley Grammar, and we are part of Frontline Youth here at LMC. So, basically, we just have a couple of quick testimonies to share with you all about our walks with God, and they're quite different, you know? So let's get into it.
A little.
A little bit. So just a bit of background information, if you like, about me. I've grown up in church. I was so blessed to be born into a Christian family where we went to church every week. I was baptized when I was in year seven, and that was the year that I came to LMC from CHBC. And, yeah, I accepted Jesus into my heart when I was about half the size that I am now. And I love youth. I come every week. Love church. Come every week. Awesome. Praise Jesus. Now it's your turn.
I'm a little bit different. I've been a Christian for only about 3 months. I've been coming to church for the same amount of time and LMC youth all here. And it's something that was really strange for me because all of my life I really wanted to be a Christian, but something didn't compute in my brain. I couldn't make sense of it, and I couldn't, I feel, have a relationship with God, but I was in a really dark time in my life, and I actually spoke to this gorgeous girl here. We had a chat. It was like 3 a.m., and she said something to me that really, really moved me, and I started praying, and all these wonderful things started happening in my life, and I started coming to church in Frontline, and it has been amazing.
Okay, so let's backtrack it a bit. We met in year seven when I came to YVG, Yarra Valley Grammar, sorry, I forgot to expand on that before. We didn't exactly hit it off.
We were very different. Like,
she's a little bit intimidating, just so you know.
She was intimidating because she believed lots of different things than I did, and she believed them really, really strongly, and I believed lots of different things really strongly as well. And so we just sort of clashed. Anyway, so there was a concept introduced to me in year 7 at one of the live nights, and it was, I want you to pray for someone. Have someone in your mind that you pray for, and you pray for them consistently. Just do it. And as soon as, I can't remember who spoke, I'm so sorry, you're awesome, but as soon as that was said to me, it was just like Eve. So pray for Eve. And I was like, oh, okay, God, can you give me someone else? Like, we're not even friends, she's a little scary, you know? And God's like, no, I want you to pray for Eve. So I did.
I had no idea.
That's so sweet.
Oh, we're learning new things. Anyway, and so, yeah. I prayed for her for about 5 years, and there were definitely times in those 5 years where I was like, God, why? Like, some of my prayers were just like, God, Eve, you know, awesome, good chat, bye. Because I just didn't believe that God, I didn't have the confidence that God would use me to change someone else's life. Like, it's one thing to hear someone say to you, yeah, you can do it. Like, have the confidence, pray and believe. But it's another thing to actually believe, and I didn't have that. And when I was coming through Frontline, I was coming every week, and that's the kind of confidence that Frontline fostered in me, as I know that they do to everybody. And it's just so incredible, and please, can we just... Thank you, Frontline. Yeah. So, last year, I spoke at another youth service. I don't know if anybody was there or remembers. It's fine if you don't, but we put on the production of Godspell at Yarra Valley Grammar, and this was last year, actually this time last year, which is pretty cool. And we did, there's a crucifixion scene in Godspell, just really quickly, basically very impacting. It's, whew, wow.
It's heavy, as it probably was IRL, but.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, Levi. Levi told you about that one, so. Anyway, and there are lots of people, our school's an atheist school, sort of, well, the people who go there are atheists. And a lot of people came up to me, some of the cast members, and were like, I don't know why, but this scene is really impacting me. I don't know why. And I was like, I don't know. I know why. But anyway, and Eve was one of those people, and she was still an atheist at that point. So it was kind of really an encouragement to me, being like, God's just being like, I got you. Like, keep praying. Like, it's been 4 years, just a little bit more. And I was like, okay, so that's what we did.
And
Yeah, go.
I guess what was really important, like, that was an amazing experience, especially with, like, learning Bible stories that I had no idea about before that. But also...
Foundations.
Come to church. having such an openly Christian and strong in her faith woman in my life that I could absolutely, like, know, that I could walk up to her and say, hey, you know, what is this about? That meant so much to me, and knowing, because she is so strong in her faith and such a gorgeous human all around, that she would have my back and answer my questions and, like, walk with me on this journey. So I have her to thank for this. But anyway, also, something that came kind of very quickly, my first night of youth in my walk with God was actually Andy was preaching about 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I sat there in tears, so moved by this gorgeous verse and Andy's speaking. And that was the night that I prayed the prayer of salvation with Kayla's sister Linda, and I had a gorgeous hug with all of my friends who were at Live Night with us. And it was a really moving experience for me. First of all, because I'd accepted Jesus into my life, and it was a wonderful time. But also, I came out of that experience, and I got a hug from all of these gorgeous Christian friends that I have that have my back. And it was so, so supportive and gorgeous knowing that they were ready to walk with me and hold my hand through this journey just as Jesus does. So that was amazing. And then Frontline gave me a Bible, which I have here, which is amazing. And I have also to thank them for... like, so much of everything that's been going on, especially because I wasn't born into a Christian family like Kayla was. So it's been an interesting journey. But thanks to the Frontline fam, it's been absolutely amazing.
Sorry, we ain't done. We got a lot of good stuff here. So basically, on the topic of youth, It's Frontline, amazing. It's so, so good. It fosters so many positive relationships. The people there are awesome. Our leaders are amazing. Like, where did you find such good people? Like, oh, wow. Anyway, so obviously you might be able to tell, but one of the things about me is just I just love people. I love talking to people. I love listening to people, encouraging people, you name it. God did a good job. Anyway, and so for me, one of my favourite things about youth is looking out in the worship and seeing all of these young people rocking out to Jesus' music with their hands raised and just worshipping God. And you can see it on their faces. It's just with all of their hearts. And I think the reason why that just hits me so much is because in this world, as young people, we're bombarded all the time with things like, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. Do what you want to do. Like, take control of your life. Treat yourself. And we're like, and seeing these people with their hands up like this, in acts of surrender, it's kind of like, no, I'm going to do what God calls me to do, and I'm going to be what God calls me to be. You know, as Pastor Graham said this morning, like, your will, not my will, God. And it's, and Frontline was able to foster that confidence because that's not an easy thing to say. That's not an easy thing to do. And so to be able to have an entire support system, like, it's just amazing. And these leaders encouraging us and these friendships that are formed. And it's just incredible that people, young people, feel the confidence to be able to say, look, I'm not going to listen to the world. I'm going to listen to God. And that's just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. jump in anytime you want. And also, coming from an outside perspective and kind of new to the Christianity game, Frontline really provided me with a space to feel safe to ask my questions, and a place where, I could speak about him and say his name and not feel, patronized or judged as I had in some areas of my life, which I feel like had been holding me back. So on that note, just a second, this year we combined the Year 12 Life Groups, Boys and Girls, and we've had both Andy and Sky as our leaders, and they have been so, so amazing to us. They have touched us all. It's been such a fun time, but also there's been so much learning, so much amazing prayer, and so much it's been amazing.
We left this out of the notes, so.
All right, we're almost there.
We're going on to school now?
Yeah, right.
Just a little bit more. So, as we said before, we're in year 12 this year, and it's really interesting. Like, you spend 12 of your lives. You spend 12 years of your life before you even get to year 12. And it's almost like doomsday preaching, like year 12, you're going to die. And like your whole future rests on this 1 year and you're like, oh my gosh. Anyway, but this year has actually been the best year of my life. Like, I have not stopped internally smiling since the night that Eve gave her life to God. And it's like, it's just, I've never felt such pure joy. You can probably tell I've never been so purely happy in my entire life. And it's like, I'm loving this year. It's great. And like, that's youth. That's Jesus. And it's really funny because we were in literature class one day and we had a math sack the next period. And we were kind of stressing about it because, I mean, financials. And we just grabbed each other's hands and just went, look, God, if it's in your will that we pass this sack, I mean, we'll pass it. I mean,
you've got you've got a back. Yeah. Take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
We had also studied, but still.
Yeah, we also studied for it. But what we didn't have before we prayed was that confidence. It's like, yeah, I've studied for this. God's got me. It's going to be okay. Your turn.
Also, just another quick little tidbit about school life. Kind of like Kayla was saying, everyone's been dreading year 12 a small amount since forever. And kind of this thing would arise in the hallways where kind of towards the end of year 11, nearing exam time, we'd walk past each other and we'd be like, ugh, you know, I have this next period, we're studying again, you know, I'm so tired. And this year with, I know God coming into my life and finding this gorgeous support system I have, it's been replaced with this, positivity. And we pass in the hallways and we're just like, I love Jesus.
And then we just walk by, let's just do it now. We're like, doing something random, we're like looking at books or something, we walk past, we're like,
I love Jesus.
And you just keep walking like nothing happened, and it's the greatest. We get so many weird looks, and I love it.
And it's just the positive, God is amazing, and it's amazing that we honor him in such small ways every day, but also replacing that negativity in our lives with the joy and glory that is God has been so healing, I know, to us, and also amazing to give him praise every day. But that is the end of a very, very long testimony. Thank you for sitting through it. Thank you so much to Frontline and Church for having us. And we'll pass it on to Verity.
Hi, everyone. For those who don't know me, I'm Verity, and I'm here to talk about my journey with God and becoming a Christian and how much Frontline has helped me. Before I started coming to Frontline, I was really struggling, especially when I started high school, which I'm sure a lot of you know can be a big, confusing place where you make a lot of mistakes. One of my biggest mistakes was getting involved with the wrong group of friends who did not have any respect for anyone or anything. And I did a lot of things that I regret, and I wasn't a very nice person. And in the end, I ended up with no friends, and it was one of the worst times in my life. Then I started going to Frontline with someone who I had not talked to before with an open mind, because she was not like me or my friends. And it actually turned out she wasn't. She was much better than them. And we had a lot in common, and I started going to a few of the activity nights. But then I went to a live night. And that's when something inside of me changed. I came to the live night with the feeling, as I had been for a while, broken and dead inside, and in a way I was. I was wrong, however, about believing that I would always have to be that way. As the night progressed, I saw people praying, I saw people singing and worshipping with all their hearts and smiling like they were going to burst with joy, and it was beautiful. But most of all, I saw sorrow as well. But with that sorrow, I saw healing so beautiful and powerful that it gave me a feeling I hadn't let myself feel before, hope. Hope that I would not have to live in my sin and shame that over what I had done in the past, that God may give me one of the most amazing gifts of all, forgiveness and mercy. I was in the process of giving my heart to God. I was not able to do it straight away, but I wanted to, and I was going to try it. I had taken my first steps on my journey towards God, and from there it only got easier. I kept coming to Frontline, always getting more excited to come back with all the familiar, welcoming faces where we could worship, pray, and learn more about God. I felt my life changing for the better, and I knew who God was, our perfect Father, and I wanted him in my heart, and so I let him, and I opened up my heart, and it was easy. Instantly, I felt a weight I never knew I carried vanish, and I felt lighter than I had ever been before. That weight was my sin and shame, and it had consumed my life and stopped me from being who God specifically made me to be. I no longer needed to bear that weight, because Jesus took away all that weight, and to know that he will continue to take it away forever and bring us back to life as children of God just says to me that we will never comprehend how deep and how wide God loves for us stretches. Confusion and worry no longer have root in my life. God's love does. And as I learn more about God, which is what we do here at Frontline, those roots grow stronger, creating the strongest foundation of which I can grow my life on. Knowing that we can put our trust in God and not have to worry, to know that God knows and has plans for us all and always loves us, never ceases to amaze me. Before God, it felt like there was a hole in my heart. I tried to fill it, but nothing did. I realize now that's because God's love fills your heart to a point that you just cannot do without him. That hole went away when I became God's child. I was reborn and made new. My heart, eyes, and ears were now truly open. I could see his glory in our world in the simplest things. I could hear his words in all their truth. And I could feel his love flowing through my heart, now just as important as blood. It was so powerful that it changed the direction of my life, saving me from a dark path that may look rosy, but thorns secretly filled it, and guiding me down my true path, the one God always intended specifically for me. That path represents a journey full of learning life and love, and what amazing journey that is, for it is the journey with God by your side. I can say with every part of my heart, because God has filled every part of my heart with love, that my life has changed for the better. When I opened up my heart, and I am so happy to be here. Here at Frontline with so many familiar faces and God by my side, because if it were not for Frontline, I would not be where I am, which is a truly amazing place that is always and always will be constant and filled with love, forgiveness, and guidance, no matter what darkness surrounds me. And that place is with God. I do not know where I would be if I wasn't here, only that I know I would much rather be here. That is why it's important for us to share this love and express it so that others may experience this happiness, sense of belonging and unity. Because it can be hard to remember that even though you have changed, the world is still the same. But that does not mean that you have the power to, do not have the power to change it, because with God and our frontline family, you definitely do. This confidence to say these things and talk in front of such a large group of people, I did not have before. But with God's guidance and frontline's welcomeness and support, I can do so much more that I would never have thought I would be able to do before. Thank you, everyone, for listening and being so kind and welcome.
Hello, church. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jayanne. She's always my number one supporter. So as some of you might know, my name is Maddie Bradshaw, and I'm here to give a little bit about my testimony. And if my voice sounds a little bit off today, it's because I've been at the Planet Shakers Conference for the past week. Yeah, and it was really awesome. There were three main amazing preachers that we got every day, and it was just, I got touched every single time that I heard one. It was so amazing. And they all had a different impact. And I've definitely come out of it a changed person. And I will talk about that later on. But there's one thing that I learnt about, and it's really impacted me, and that is about the mosh pit. So basically what the mosh pit is, it's a little the centre underneath the stage, and the praise and worship goes on, and everyone's like jumping. And I was like, my friends are like, yeah, let's go to the mosh pit. I'm like, yeah, let's go, not knowing what I was going to get into. There was everyone jumping, like everyone sweating, like excited teenagers going everywhere. And I'm like, holy moly, Lord, what is this? And it was really awesome, I do have to admit. But there was one day where I was like, you know what, I just can't do this anymore. And everyone was jumping up and down, so I tried to find a spot, and I was like, there's one. So I was like, all right, let's go. And I just made my way back up to the stairs and did my praise and worship up there. But and that was an experience I had. But all in all, Planet Shakers was really awesome. So basically, what I'm going to talk about today is the experience that I had at Planet Shakers. And it was one of those unreal ones that you just wouldn't think would happen. And I went to Planet Shakers, and I was expecting God to just be shown in another light. And he did. For a while before I went to Planet Shakers, I had struggled. Ooh, let's go, there we go. For a while, I had struggled with having a mindset that was not good and poisonous and terrible. I was at the point where I was like, I'm not worthy of God's love, and I could not think one positive thing about myself. I was really in strife because I was thinking, what am I doing here? I could find every single fault that from what I was doing or something in myself, and that really impacted me a lot. And it made me just an unhappy person. I would go home and I wouldn't feel happy about everything. And I went to Planet Shakers, and there was a preaching that Andy Harrison did, and it was awesome. And it was about filtering the lies from Satan and going and seeing the word of and the love of God and acknowledging which one is the truth. And of course, the love of God is that's the truth. And he talked about returning those negative thoughts back to the sender and to say that those lies can't come here anymore and they can't come into your heart anymore because it doesn't belong there. And there was that resonated with me a lot. And I felt God saying to me, Maddie, this is for you and you need to listen to what I'm telling you. And so naturally I did. And holy moly. At the end, Andy got everyone to literally grab those negative thoughts in their hand, throw it down onto the ground and then jump all over it. And when I did this, I did it with so much heart and so much agony because I knew this was my real time to banish Satan from what he was trying to say to me, to banish him from what he was trying to make me think. And so I threw it down and I was stomping all over it, and this thing just came out of my chest. It wasn't like a yell or a scream. It was just an exert of pain that I had been carrying for months and months, and it was gone. And I stomped on it, and then I said, Satan, you are under my feet, and there you shall stay. And there he's going to stay forever and ever. And that felt amazing. knowing that he's never coming up because his rightful place is under my feet and his rightful place is under all of your feet because he has no glory and has no higher power for our God. And that was amazing, and I have become a massively changed person from it, and I feel so much happier and more elated. And now I'm going to do something a little bit unusual, as I always do. Some of you guys know I'm a very musical person, and you're probably wondering why this lovely red piano is here. What I've done is, from this, I have written a song about what I've been feeling and how I've been feeling, and I've wrote this a while ago, but then I added to it after what happened to me, and it just talks about how God has given me so much in life and how I just want to give back to him and to sing my praises to him. And in this song, it tells that he's shown me which ones are the lies, and he's shown me that he can break down my walls and how they'll never be rebuilt again. And this has really impacted me this whole week. And one of my favorite lines that I have is, "We will rise, we will stand. He fights our battles with us. We shed no blood, we shed only the love of Jesus Christ. He's got power, and we sing it louder for our God." And this is how I stood up to Satan, and I said that enough was enough, and how this is how God helped me fight my battle, and how I will repay him by sharing my words. Tim, would you like me to use that one? Cool.
We did it. Yeah. Awesome. All right, here you go. Now we free the sins, we've got power.
sing it louder for our God. Your love comes first, your love prevails. Hail the Father, he never fails. He's got power, sing it louder for our God. He is awesome, he is new. Doubt stops now, we free the sins. He's got power, sing it louder for our God. Oh, we rise up, we stand, we fight our battles, he fights it with us. We shed no blood, we shed our love for our God. Instead of weak, but you're stronger, my Father.
Thank you. Thank you, yeah. So that's just a little bit about how God's impacted me and how special he is and how we still just be with him forever.
How awesome are those testimonies? Man, just from... Yeah, let's give them all a hand again. That was so awesome. How awesome. You know, it's what we talk about at Youth, that no matter your background, no matter where you've come from, whether you've been in church your whole life or whether it's your first week at Youth or just in relationship with God, then he is after you. He wants more of you, more of your life. And man, I honor you guys who have come up here, who have obviously just decided, God, I want more of you. God, I want more of you. And we take that on board and we are inspired by that. And church, I know I would speak for a lot of us here, and that is our heart as well. God, we just want more of you in our lives. And who was it? I've forgotten who it was that said, I think it was Verity. Verity, that was beautiful. That was such a beautiful testimony. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, as all of you guys. But to allow what God is doing in us to be seen by others, the way that Jesus has impacted our lives, like Pastor Graham said this morning as well. So church, let's pray. Let's pray for our youth, for what God is doing in their hearts, in their lives, and that we may see his kingdom added to as they just display the love that Jesus has shown them, yeah? Come on, let's be in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you that you are a God that is personal, that a personal, Lord, you care for every single person individually. You care about what they're going through right now. You care about their future, Lord God. Our future's in you. And Father, I just thank you that you change our hearts in a way that we can walk in life with joy, Father. No matter the circumstances that we're in, we can have joy because of what you have done in our lives. And I pray for every single one of our youth that are here, that are not here, anybody connected with Frontline, Lord God, that they would have the confidence that they can step into whatever is coming for them, whether it be a school group that don't know you, whether it be a friendship group that needs to know you, whether it be a sporting club that they're involved in, that they would walk in that with confidence, knowing that they can stand for you and that, Lord God, that you have their backs, that you are there right beside them, that you are going to give them the words, Holy Spirit, to say in those moments. So, Father, I thank you for what you are doing, but, Lord God, we are looking forward to what you are going to do in the future, Father. So we give this, we rededicate our youth group to you tonight afresh, Lord God, and say, have your way in us. Continue to grow it, Lord God. Continue to have people come here and feel part of the family, Lord Jesus. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for all that you're doing in and through us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Church, thank you for coming along and just hearing about what we're doing at Youth. And we are excited, as I said, not only for what has happened, but for what is to come for us as a youth group. So thank you so much for supporting us and praying for us in the way you do. It means the world to us. So thank you.